Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus made it so clear, if you love me, keep my commandments. He commanded us to be baptized, not in order to be saved, but because you've already been saved. There's some simple things that Jesus has laid out. If you love me, keep my commandments. Verse number 24, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and he will make manifest to him. And Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love me, and will come unto him and make my abode with him. He that loveth me not and keepeth not my sayings, well, it talks about. Are y'all following these? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Well, let me read Romans. I got this marked. Romans chapter number 14. Verses 10 through 12. I added this to my list yesterday. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Notice it's the word brother. Brother in Christ. Well, we could learn from that, can't we? Why are we judging our brother in Christ? Not even the outside world, but even among ourselves. For why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us as believers are going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Verse number 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. It's a very important principle as we go on through these verses. Every one of us is going to stand before God and give an account of what we did. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verses 11 through 15. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, upon Jesus Christ, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. In other words, whatever you build, oh, it's up there. Yeah. Kyler, I'm impressed. Okay. I noticed they were looking at that and not at me. Okay. Verse number 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. The word manifest is be made known. We may hide some things here on this earth. It's going to be, see how that screen is up there? I don't think it's going to be on a screen like this. Everybody's going to see, well, here's Kelly and here's what Kelly did. And everybody in heaven is going to see all these things. It's going to be made known. But between him and Kelly, I'm not going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ for what Kelly did. I'm going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ for what this guy did. Are you following? Yeah. Says yes, this is no. Okay. Every man's work shall be made manifest, made known. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, literally the penetrating gaze of Christ. He's going to look past what you did and look at your motives. Not so much of what you did, but why did you do what you did? Is that good English? Does that make sense to y'all? Why did you do what you did? Did you do it for the praise of man, or did you do it for the praise of God? There's a lot of things we do here on earth, man. Brother Wall, he did such a, but did I do it to please him or to please man? Are you following? That's what it means when it says that it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Now, we're not talking about losing your salvation. Are you following? We're already in heaven. We're talking about rewards. And this all has to do with the marriage supper of the Lamb and the bride. It's determined there at the judgment seat of Christ. In verse number 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Again, he's not losing his salvation, but he has nothing to give to the Lord but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The preacher of old would say, a lot of people are going to get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. I know what they mean. You get to heaven by the grace of God. But what they mean, you have nothing to show for. You were saved, but that's it. Are y'all following the thought? This is yes, this is no. Okay. This should be so simple, even a caveman can understand this. I shouldn't have said that. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. This is an awesome passage. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? We're all in a race. Not to make it to heaven. We're not running a foot race with the devil. If we can outrun him, we get to heaven. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about striving for the Lord, okay? But one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. Don't quit running. Don't quit serving. Wouldn't it be awful as an old folk, and we ain't got no old folk in this church. Amen, Miss Catherine. We have no old folk here. Or Miss Kathleen, I'm sorry, Miss Kathleen. I'm getting old with names on. All right, wouldn't it be awful that you're running the race all these years, you're faithful to the Lord, and you get to the last years of your life and you quit. You almost make it to the finish line, to that tape to get across, and you sit, and I'm done. Don't quit, you old folk. Keep running that race. Amen. Amen. So run that ye may obtain. You're not obtaining your salvation. You're obtaining that reward, okay? Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Boy, there's so much here. So fight I not as one that beateth there. In other words, he's just, you know what, one beateth there, just kind of shadow boxing. No, he had a purpose in his life. He had a goal and he followed it. Remember Paul said, this one thing I do. I don't look behind at what my past was like. Aren't you glad God forgives our past? He gives us a wonderful future. And that's what he is saying here, that I fight not as one that beateth the air. Verse number 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Again, he's not talking about losing your salvation. The word castaway is that Greek word adokimos. It literally means a cracked pot, a cracked pot. Not mentally. A lot of y'all think I'm a cracked pot. It's not talking about a cracked pot. It's talking about he's useless. It's no longer a vessel that could be used for the Lord. You pour water when they were back in the days when Paul was writing this. You have a vessel that would become cracked. That they'd put water or something in it and just leak out. That's what that word means. He's a castaway. He has become useless for the Lord. There are so many people today as believers that are, if I use the word castaways, they have not lost their salvation, but yet they're not living for the Lord. Are you following the thought? And Paul said, I don't want to be that way. I want to live serving the Lord till he takes me home, till my very last breath. He calls me home. Let me give you a couple more. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verses 1 through 3. When I read these verses, I have a note here. Everyone that is a believer has the potential for being in the bride of Christ. Everyone. You've started a fresh, clean slate. You've trusted Christ as your Savior. Our sins are forgiven and we've started fresh and are you following, okay? We've been espoused. We've been betrothed to the Lord. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. Would to God that you could bear with me a little in my folly. Indeed, bear with me. Paul is going to tell this church at Corinth something. He said, now put up with what I'm going to say and listen very closely. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. Don't go any farther. Remember, Paul went to Corinth, and he started that church at Corinth. These people were saved and baptized, and he started that church there in Corinth. That's when he says, I'm jealous over you, because I showed you the ways of the Lord, and we started that church over there, and I've espoused you to one husband. Who's that one husband? Jesus Christ. So you see the thought here. Everyone who is saved and part of the church has that potential of being in the bride of Christ. See it laid out here. I'm jealous of you, godly jealousy, for I've espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Very important you get the concept. What does the word chaste mean? It means pure. It literally means pure, and they've abstained from uncleanness. Now, this does not mean we are perfect people. Anybody in here perfect? Don't raise your hand.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.